from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
If the Browns had to make a decision between Kevin Stefanski and Deshaun Watson, which one would they pick right now?
Kevin Stefanski. Kevin Stefanski is the one that has
right
produced
now,
here in Cleveland.
Right now? Right now? Yes. Right now? Are you sure right now?
Yes. Okay. What would you pick?
Who would I would pick Kevin Stefanski right now.
Well, what do you think they would pick? Do you agree with me? Do you disagree with me?
No. I don't. I just wanted to make sure you were convinced of the right now. Like at the end of the year, it would be a conversation of, you know, because I think there's a trust. I don't think a lot of people trust what Deshaun Watson can and can't do. I think they feel they can trust what he can't do, but I don't necessarily. I think that they trust Kevin Stefanski and what he's done. And also, I mean, but we got to be honest about it. If we're to come to a decision between the two, you're probably in a not a really good place as a football team.
Right.
So, for that level, maybe Kevin would just want separation as it is. Or maybe it would just be a point of just, hey, we need somebody to steer this ship as we go to another place as we try to get this organization reworked. That would be the end of it. I'm in a weird place. I know what we just discussed right there a second ago. I've accused older hosts of falling behind the times. You kind of the way it was, being negative for negative's sake, being not overly critical. Like some people seem to love that. I don't. I'm not a glass half empty type of guy. I'm a glass half full type of guy. Even though as rough as it was to start off the day, and to get as angry as I was to start off the day about the Guardians getting swept yesterday in the doubleheader, which again we'll talk to Todd about that coming up at 9. But I think I might need to catch up with the times, or maybe I'm calling it right here. I mentioned the vibes, and I got a lot of people responding to this, and they're like, "Well, we have playoff expectations now. That's the expectations. So we don't get excited anymore in the lead up. We want to be shown the baby on all three of these teams.
Mm-hmm.
Is that true? Am I behind the times on that? Like when we play the Super Bowl Super Browns, which technically started off as sarcasm,
not anymore.
But the Super Bowl, yeah, but the excitement of Super Bowl Super Browns, or is it a pensive mood where you're going, well, we don't know what the quarterback's going to do, so, I mean, we yell Super Bowl Super Browns, but do you really believe it? The Cavs, you trade for Donovan Mitchell, but the Celtics look like they're going to be a better basketball team almost no matter what you do. Mm-hmm. The Celtics, as they're currently made up, are going to be a better basketball team. The Guardians, we started with the Guardians. We talked about them in the middle. We'll talk about them again coming up at 9 o'clock. I think a lot of people are waiting for the other shoe to drop with that team. Like, I'm not picking up any unreasonable excitement like I used to. In fact, I think it's quite the opposite. I think that I'm picking up some unreasonable cynicism, some unreasonable negativity. So I think there's been a little bit of Philly fan that's been mixed in here, where the expectations for all three of these teams are so high that there's been nobody to stop and smell the roses.
I agree with that. And sometimes it's not when you are expected to achieve postseason success, that at times can suck out fun of the regular season. Take a look at the Cavs for this example. And I think the Cavs are a great example here because Cavs fans don't know what this ride is like, because this organization went from really bad before LeBron was here to pretty instantly pretty good. I know it took a little bit for LeBron to become the best player in basketball, but then they got really good and the expectations were through the roof. Then they immediately went back to really bad when LeBron left. And they were really bad for 4 years. And then LeBron came back, and there was no middle ground where you're supposed to go through these trials and tribulations and experience postseason failure. It was win a championship or it's a failure. I don't think as fans know how to do that. I think fans in this town are still learning that with the Browns. We have been for so long just happy to be here because there were so many dark days to where now there are real expectations. They might not be Super Bowl or bust, but you have to have some legitimate postseason success. With the Guardians, because of the start they got off to, there are and should be expectations on this team, and it is just such a different... It's different than what we are used to as fans.
I think it's a fan base that's very quickly got cocky in the past, and I've enjoyed that. I have a lot of fun with that type of mentality, and I have not picked up that at all throughout this last year.
Because it's easy to be cocky when it doesn't hurt as bad when you lose. And it doesn't hurt as bad when you lose when you feel like you're playing with house money. Which of these teams right now feels like they're playing with house money? Because last year the Browns did.
Boy,
the Browns felt like they were playing with house money.
Can I make the argument that the Guardians are playing with house money?
No, they had the best record in baseball. Because they had the best record in baseball 3 weeks ago. They had a 9-game lead.
They still weren't expected to be the best team in baseball.
They had a 9-game lead in the division.
But were they expected to be the best team in baseball? No, they weren't.
No, but they were expected to be a competitive team. I don't know if they were expected to be a World Series contender.
And this is still a competitive team. I know that they've taken on some water here.
So you know what?
And they're pressing, but they're still competitive, Danny.
It becomes house money when they get to the postseason. That's when that might change. But
So everybody's going to be cynical and wait for the other shoe to drop until they reach the postseason, and then we're all going to be cocky?
I think some fans will, yeah, because right now that doesn't look like a foregone conclusion. They had a 9-game lead that's evaporated.
Okay, but I don't believe that when I've literally had callers basically telling me I'm wasting my time talking about this team because they're not going to win a World Series. Like, those fall off of trees.
It'd be nice if they would.
Obviously, it would be nice if they would. It'd be a lot better for everybody if they would. But that doesn't change anything of what I just said, where people are really pressing on all three of these teams, and there's no enjoyment out of any of them.
Because of the start the Guardians got off to, they're not playing with house money. Now, let me put it this way. If Minnesota wouldn't have struggled so mightily early in the season, if Kansas City would have been good all season long instead of getting off to a little bit of a slow start or going through a lull that they went through, and this division were close the whole way through, it feels different. But because every time we have this conversation, what do we start with? We say, well, on June 25th, they had a 9-game lead. It's down to one. That brings pressure. When you can have something like that, that brings legitimate pressure, you're not playing with house money anymore. We're with the Browns last year. You could never say anything. Because they played five different quarterbacks. You're not, when you bring in pressure, and we've talked a lot about pressure in the last hour or so.
I understand.
And we've talked about how the Guardians are pressing. When that is true, you're not playing with house money.
I understand where you're coming from there, but if we're going to set a standard here it's realistic. It is a realistic standard, yes, and it's where people and a lot of other places get excited about a lot of other things and maybe hold themselves more accountable than we have in the past. All right, fair, but damn it. Like, if you take away all the enjoyment from any of this, you're going to never be happy because there is a part to the growth of all these teams. And as frustrating as the Guardians have been over the last few weeks, or really over the last month, is that there has been some growth here that you can build upon. And I can't think that that should be forgotten just because they're a professional baseball team. As frustrating as yesterday was, as upset as I was with Stephen Vogt leaving Eli Morgan out there, Deshaun Watson, I do think that that's part of a business arrangement where it's like, hey, you got to bring us a Super Bowl and that's it. I do think that that's it. And honestly, I think in Donovan Mitchell's case, it's a lot of that too. Obviously not the same baggage, but three first-round picks, signing him to a max extension. We are still waiting for Evan Mobley to take his next step after his last step. Obviously, there's the Darius Garland elephant in the room there. Like, there's a lot of things where you have to pay off. That's why I think maybe I just need to raise my standards. But if I raise my standards, I'm going to become a very nasty person. And I don't want to be that way. I do not want to be that way with them. Because I do think that there is some time for some understanding in each one of these situations. But I'm also fully willing to admit that there will be no understanding and no patience and no excuses for the Browns when they go out against the Cowboys in week one. 216-474-0092. Todd Derry going to join us coming up. He's the host of the Derry Brothers Guardians cast on the free Odyssey app. He and his brother Matt, They host it. It's now free on the Odyssey app. You've probably heard it. We've had them both on the show numerous times.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.